أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. أمين أمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا، وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. اللهم لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين ظلموا، اللهم لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا. أمين يا رب العالمين. ونجنا من القوم الظالمين، ولا تجعلنا منهم أو معهم يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، today we have not another كلمتي. I cannot consider that. We have the same. It's no different. What happened is Muslim today. What is today?
Wednesday.
Today Wednesday?
Yeah.
What month?
April the third.
I forget what Arabic. May Allah forgive me.
Muharram.
We almost close to last end of the Muharram.
Yeah.
And we see the situation in India in last months, and still going in Palestine. And still in Albania and Serbia, believe it or not, or Bosnia, and all over. Now, when we see Muslim under oppression and under dhulm, we start waving. Oh, what you doing? You know, stop beat me up. Do something about it. Imagine somebody beat you up and you said, excuse me, don't beat me up. Excuse me, do something about it. Excuse me, don't hurt me so much. Excuse me, you have to help me out. He beat you up and you ask him to help you out. This is a calamity. Almost 1 year ago, Muslim commit in America the biggest crime ever happened in the history of Islam. I this my consideration. The biggest crime happened in the history of Islam, Muslim committed approximately last year. When they agree all over, Bush is the one. We have to elect Bush. And you go to every masjid, we have to elect Bush, Bush is God, we have to elect. He promised, Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum. I swear by Allah, I swear in the front of Allah, I bear witness, Allah bear witness, I said it. The same day I saw Muslim do that, I said the beginning of the trial will start. This is the beginning of the disgrace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he promised, لَمْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبَعْ مِلَّتُ. The Jews and the Christians, they will never be pleased with you unless you follow their footsteps and their millah, their way of life. Who promised me? Allah. Today, in last 300 to 400 years, almost and more, Muslim, instead of really be a Muslim, they become slave to condition and situation. And they forget, I'm a slave to Allah. I'm not a slave to CNN or BBC. If they report, I cry. If they do not report, I'm quiet. September 11 happened. We see how dangerous we are and how vulnerable we are, and we can be finished in no time. And according to Islam, if I am in a dangerous situation, I should rally together, electing a leader, and do something about it. But wonder what happened. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرَحُونَ. Every group with what they have is so happy, and they go back and they said, give me my pillow, I won't go to sleep. And nobody wants to wake up. Actually, today in our masajid, they need some bottles and some pacifier. They do not need a wake-up call. It's almost like every masjid, they ask you, please, can you give me some drugs? I want some drugs. I've been drugged for so long, I want some more. But don't wake me up. Leave me alone, I like it this way. Now, Islam is so beautiful. We have a book called Quran. We're supposed to be the believer of this book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in Quran, I did not leave anything without I tell you a news about it. ما فرقنا في الكتاب من شيء. I did not leave anything. I did not give you advice about it. Who said that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, whatever what we see is an example in here, and a remedy and medication and everything, but only for those who won't follow this book. But today, all the group claim they follow the book. But if you find out the way they're doing things to this book, you find it's a huge conspiracy and a huge big difference between what the book said and what they tell us to do. I give you an example. A week ago, one brother called me again and he told me about this Nigerian woman, she committed adultery. I tell you about it last week, you remember? Okay. A woman in Nigeria commit adultery. Okay? The woman in Algeria commit adultery and they have Islamic groups and they want to make rajm to her. According to Sharia. According to the governor of Nigeria, which is most of the African country, is governed by a Christian and the majority is Muslim. Anyway, what they say, they said, no, we will not allow you to do so. And there's a big things going on. And I laugh. Do you know why I'm laughing? Not over the Christian, over the Muslim. Do you ever heard a couple commit zina? Do you ever heard that? A couple commit zina. A man and a woman, not only a woman. Always you hear a woman commit zina. You never heard a couple commit zina, meaning they take two people and they go to. Why? Is a woman committing zina by herself? Why we always picking a woman and we forget about men? Is this zulm or no zulm? Zulm! Look at Pakistan. Pakistan, one of the countries in a high list of United Nations, having very bad record of human rights over women. Why? Because if the woman commit adultery, we beat her up, we do this, we do that, put her in jail, but we forget is somebody did it, it was her. It can be my brother, my father, my uncle, my neighbor, or my cousin, whatever. Somebody. Where is the somebody? Is not there. Only the woman. Again, do you know what it reminds me with? It reminds me with the story of Almar al-Makhzumiyya. The woman from Makhzum, the one in early Islam, she steal. And she was related to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the same tribe. And they sent Fatima radiallahu anha and many other people to intercede to not having her hand to be cut. Wonder what happened. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he just get angry, very angry. And he said, Wallahi, I swear by Allah, if my daughter Fatima steal, I will cut her own hand. حكم الجاهلية. جاهلية again. What is جاهلية? He replied. إذا سرق الغني تركوه. وإذا سرق الفقير أقاموا عليه الحد. If the rich person steal is fine, they let him go. If the poor people steal, we implementing the rules. What happening today? We doing the same thing all over. Now, according to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is jahiliya or sharia? Jahiliya. By this way, what happening in Saudi Arabia? Jahiliya. What happening to any place? Jahiliya. By this way, what you see all over is jahiliya. Where is Islam? Is no Islam. If it's no Islam, let's see what's going on. And the best way to know what's going on, we go back to Quran. Believe it or not, today I was planning to start in the journey of the valley of Quran, but with the Surah Al-An'am. Why Surah Al-An'am? Because Surah Al-An'am is a unique surah. It's a Makki surah. In an early stage of Mecca, it talk about the situation, and the main thing, it talk about only one topic, the oneness of Allah. And actually, believe it or not, if we study all of us Surah Al-An'am, we will find out we're too far from the oneness of Allah. Now, I'm going to pick a couple of verses from here and there to explain to you where we are. But before we go to it, let me remind you about a certain rule and condition. This book, Quran, is not a story to be read and that's it. Every story, it has an advice in the end. It meaning of any nation, any group, do something similar to these people, the price will be such and such. What it mean? Allah, with his ultimate wisdom and knowledge, he knows this Quran where he will be. He will be in our head. And he tell us in this book, if you do similar to the people before you, you will get the same punishment. The author of this book, he's the one, he said so. By this way today, if I want to be just to myself, very simple. I go back to Quran, I take a picture of what's going on, I put the picture next to Quran, and I see this picture corresponding which verse. It will tell me exactly what's going on, what's the disease, what's the remedy, and if we do not take the medication, what will happen to us? Do you understand now so far? Now, let's go to some verses and see what Allah will tell us. Ya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim. In verse 42 to 47, 48. Let's go quick, by this way we get many messages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Qul. Say, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his torture on you, or the day of judgment arrive, أغير الله تدعون إن كنتم صادقين. Is anyone can take it away and lift it away from you if you are truthfulness? Do you hear it? If Allah send calamity, if Allah send عذاب, who can take it away from you if you are truthfulness, except Allah? بل إياه تدعون, but only Allah you ask. فيكشف ما تدعون إليه إن شاء, and he will take it and lift it from you if he want. وتنسون ما تشركون, and you forget what you doing of shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so precise, and you forget what you are having partner with.
Which ayah is that?
42 to 48 سورة الأنعام. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. We send messengers to people before you. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَاءِ. We will take them with calamity and severe torture and hardship. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. Maybe they will cry and come back to me. يَتَضَرَّعُونَ تَضَرَّعُ. You cry to Allah and you state of dua. That's it. Now the verse after that. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُ. If they see our hardship, they did not make تَضَرَّعُ. وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبَهُمْ. But their heart was become hard. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And Shaitan decorated to them what they doing. Can you tell me honest to Allah, these verses can be equivalent to whom? What about the people in America, the Muslim, and Australia and Europe? Is the same or no? Allah sent conflict and calamity all over. And we watching. But we happy with what we have. And we're not crying anymore. We're not making tadarra to Allah. Now look to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When they forget what I remind them with. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. We will open to them the door of everything. What meaning? Dunya. You want take. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرَحُوا. Until they happy. بِمَا آتَوْا. They happy with what they get. أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. We take them all of a sudden. And they will be destroyed. All of a sudden. فَقُتِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Allah cut those who are committing zulm. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ سَمْعَكُمْ وَأَبْصَارَكُمْ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Did you see? Tell them. If Allah take your ears, your hearing, meaning you cannot hear, you cannot see, you cannot comprehend, you cannot comprehend. And Allah khatam ala al-qalb. He veiled the heart. Man ilahun ghayrullah ya'tukum bihi. Whom except Allah can bring it to you back. Undur kayfa nusarrifu al-ayat thumma hum yasdifun. Look how we give them ayat and sign and they are running away. And they deny. Is this not clear? Believe me, is this not clear and scary? Look at this couple of surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Ahzab, وَلَا تُطَعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَدَعْ أَذَاهُمْ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. Don't obey the disbeliever and the hypocrite and rely on Allah. And Allah is the most sufficient enough to rely on. Where is that? Today only you hear in masajid, we have to vote, we have to send messages, we have to call, we have to do this. It's fine. But you did the first step first, the one Allah wants from you. Did you first did the first step first and you respect Allah? Yes, you can do that. But after, you rely on Allah. It's almost like taking an aspirin and said Bismil aspirin instead of saying Bismillah. The aspirin will cure me, will take my headache away. No, the aspirin will not take it away. Yes, you take the aspirin, but you say Bismillah Shafi. Allah can put cure in the aspirin if He wants. If you take the aspirin with a belief, aspirin will do the job, you already commit shirk. Aspirin is a cause, will never work without the will of Allah. Now in Surah Al-Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ibadi, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Say, my servant, the one they commit oppression over themselves. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't be despair or despair from the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهِ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful of all the sins. إِنَّ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is the most merciful, he is the most forgiver. Listen to this now. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. Go back to your Lord. Go back to Allah. وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. And submit and surrender to your Lord. مِنْ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابِ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. Before the torture are coming from Allah, and you will never be victorious. وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنْزَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Follow the best what have Allah revealed to you from your Lord. من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب بغتة, before Allah send you torture all of a sudden, وأنتم لا تشعرون, and you are in a state you cannot even think about it and comprehend, and you do not feel it. Is this not clear, my brother in Islam? Is this not clear about what we're doing? Let me give you more. وَاصْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Surah Al-Nahl. Surah Al-Nahl, verse 127-128. Be patient. And the patience from Allah. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Don't be sad over them. وَلَا تَكُوا فِي ضِيقٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. And don't be sad and fear from what they plot and plan. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah with those who are fear and have taqwa, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah with whom? Allah with certain people. Allah مع الصابرين. Allah مع الشاكرين. Allah مع المتقين. Certain quality. Do we have it today? Can it be a few Muslims have it and the reality and the rest is bye-bye? No, it's not enough. Can I believe I have taqwa and the majority of Muslims is bye-bye and I can go and do whatever I can, like all this group? I can. Why? I will explain it to you. If you read Surah Al-Isra, verse 4 to verse 8, you will understand what I'm talking about. Read Surah Al-Isra, verse 4 to 8. You will know what's going on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promised Bani Israel the high elevation. He will give them the tamkeen. He will give them everything. And He promised them, if you come back to me, I will forgive you. And if you do not come back to me, I will torture you. By whom? By a slave of Allah. Where is the slave of Allah, my brother? Tell me, where is the slave of Allah? Do we have a slave of Allah today who doing it only purely to Allah? No land involved, no politics, only purely to Allah, only for the pleasure of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same Surah Al-Isra, verse 16, until verse 22. Read it very carefully. Verse 16 to 22. What Allah said? وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلُ فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا. And if we want to destroy a village, We will make the people there to be mutraf, to have money, to have, mashallah, nice life. ففسقوا فيها زيدت فسوق فحق عليه القول فدمرها الجميع. When the time come, we will destroy it.
What is fusuq?
Fisq. Anything, you know, out of obedience is fisq in different level. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever want this dunya, I will give him. And whoever want akhirah, I will give him. This people, I will give them. This people, I will give them. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Again, Surah Al-Isra, verse 67. Exactly our situation. When Allah gives an example of people in a boat, and they drowning, and they say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He take from them the calamity and save them to the shore. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاكُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ أَعْرَضْتُمْ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. And when Allah send you to the shore, you become kafuran again. And if you read it until verse 69, you will know the message. Allah give us a chance after a chance. But what we doing, us as a Muslim in general, we go back to sleep. We go back and all we think about is my wife, my kids, my house, my money, my wife, my kids. It's almost like no akhirah, no Islam, nothing. Why? Because we are dirty and the heart is sick or dead and we cannot see anymore. It's veiled from Allah. And this is in the best of Ummah, the majority. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Isra again, in verse 89, He said, وَلَقَدْ صَرَفْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ. I give you an example of everything in this book. If Allah said that, meaning whatever happening is an example in here, according to that. فَأَبَى أَكْثَرُ النَّاسَ إِلَّا كُفُورًا. And the majority, they get away, and they deny, and they did kufr. Because kufr by Arabic meaning deny. You deny the truth. Look at Surah Maryam, verse 59. Until 60. فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا. People follow them. They did not do صلاة. واتبعوا الشهوات. And they follow their desire. فسوف يلقون غيا. غيا is a name of one of the places of Jahannam. One of the places in Hellfire called غيا. Is a valley. إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا فأولئك يدخلون الجنة ولا يظلمون شيئا. Except those who make tawbah and believe, and you see tawbah first and believe. Always tawbah and believe. You cannot do believe and you do not do tawbah. You have to do tawbah and you believe and do good deed. You have to stop what you're doing, number one, and after that belief come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Taha, He said, أَفَلَمْ يَهْدِ لَهُمْ كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلُهُمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونَ. Did you not see how many people in your generation before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them? Look at their houses, Allah destroyed. وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ. This is Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 105 and 106 and 107. Look at this, subhanallah. وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ. We already ordained and wrote in Zabur. After the dhikr, after the remembrance of Allah. أَنَّ الْأَرْضِ يَرِثُهَا عَبَادِ الصَّالِحُونَ. The earth will be inherited to my slave servant Salihun, the pious one, the good deeder one. Who gives the mirath? Who inherit? Allah. By this way, who give me tamkin in any place on earth? Allah. And who disgrace me? Allah. Don't ever think about anybody else and wave finger. What happening now is from there, is not from anybody else. Is a disgrace from Allah to us according to our action and according to our zulm. إِنَّ فِي هَذَا لَبَلَاغًا لِقَوْمٍ عَابِدِينَ. This is a warner and a message, not to anybody, لِقَوْمٍ عَابِدِينَ, to people who worship her, to people who worship me. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And if you continue, is a very, very warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if they go, said, maybe it is a time is coming. Maybe it's soon, maybe it's distant. وَإِنْ أَدْرِي لَعَلَّهُ فِتْنَةٌ لَكُمْ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينَ. And maybe it is a trial in you. وَمَتَاعٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you some mata', some enjoyment, ila heen. قُلْ رَبِّحْكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَرَبُّنَا الْمُسْتَعَانَ عَلَى مَا تَصْرُفُونَ. Say, Allah, you are the judge. Judge between us with the truth, and you are the one, the merciful one. This is, you can read Surah Al-Anbiya until from 105 to 112. You will get another message. Surah Al-Hajj, the same. If you read Surah Al-Hajj, verse 10 to 12, and number 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who are crying to other, يَدْعُوا لِمَنْ ضَرَّهُ أَقْرَبُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِ. لَبِئْسَ الْمَوْلَى وَلَبِئْسَ الْعَشِيرَةِ. Those who are seeking help from the one who can do the conflict and do the oppression on them, meaning today, I go to the one who beat me up and said, please, can you please? I beg you, can you please? Can you please help me out? Imagine you beat me up and ask you, please, can you help me out? Help me out, please. I'm not going to vote for you, please. Don't beat me up, my neck is swollen. And he keep beating him up. Like what Allah said, the one you call him, he's the one who do mischief to you. This not your Mawla, Allah is your Mawla. He will destroy you and he will cause damage to you more than any goodness to you. If you do not believe me, read verse 13. 13 in Surah Al-Hajj. Now go back to verse 15. مَنْ كَانَ يَظُنَّ أَنْ لَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. If you do not believe Allah will give you victory in this life and hereafter, فَلْيُمْدِدْ بِسَبَبٍ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. Go, look. ثُمَّ لَيَقْطَعْ فَلْيَنْدُرُ هَلْ يَسْبَنَّكَ يَدَهُمَا يَغِيزِ. This is like in Arabic terminology, like look in the sky and come back and think and try to comprehend. And whatever happened, you cannot stop it unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained. Now we go back to Surah Al-Hajj again. The second verse of Surah 40. And after that, through verse 41. Very beautiful. وَلْيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهَ مَنْ يَنْصَرَ. Allah give victory to those, give victory to Allah. You see? Who said that? Allah. Allah give victory to those who give victory to Allah. By this way, if I want Allah to give me victory, what I have to do? I have to give victory to Allah. How I give victory to Allah? By implementing Islam in myself and try to be a good leader the maximum I can. The moment I do that and try to elevate Islam in my heart and the Ummah, now I'm elevating Islam, now Allah will give me victory. Whom these people? Allah now gives a description of these people now. You want to know whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it exactly. الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Those, if we make them the ruler of the earth, أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ, they establish salah, وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةِ, and they give charity, وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and they command with goodness and they forbid what's evil. وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. By this way, three jobs. If we do them, Allah give us tamkeen. If we do them, Allah give us tamkeen. If you do not believe me, again, go read verse 40, 41, Surah Al-Hajj. And again, if you keep going, you will get it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, He talk about the zulm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mu'minun, He said, وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتَكُمْ. This is your ummah, ummah wahida, one nation. وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَعْبُدُوهُ فَاتَّقُونَ. And I'm your Lord, fear me. فَتَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ زُبْرًا. They have been cut into groups and sect. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرَحُونَ. Every group and every sect is happy with what they have. فَذَرْهُمْ فِي غَمْرَتْهِمْ حَتَّى حِينَ. Leave them in what they do. حَتَّى حِينَ. أَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّمَا نَمُدُّهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ مَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. Do you think what we give them from money and children is some goodness? نُسَارَعَ لَهُمْ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ بَلْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. I'm not giving them goodness. No. I plot and plan to make them like drug them, plot and plan from Allah. By this way, you do not feel it. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives a quality of those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them to. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. Those who one who fear from Allah, and they living with the fear of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ. And those who believe in the verses of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ. And those who have no shirk with Allah. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. And even when they do it with a state of wara. They afraid Allah will not accept. And they believe they are going back to Allah. أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ. These people, they are running to establish good deed. And these are the people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them among the sabiqoon. After that, He keep continue Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now look at verse 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69. And if we take the one who have the money and wealth with torture, they will be crying and screaming. لا تجأروا اليوم إنكم منا لا تنصرون. Don't cry and scream. You will not be victorious. قد كانت آياتي تطلع عليكم فكنتم على أعقابكم تنكسون. I send you message after message and you was running away. مستكبرين بها سامرا تهجرون. You just talk about it. Look at us today. We love talk about politics. Every Muslim country and the Muslim house has a satellite dish and channel after channel. But after that, what are we doing? It becomes a calamity of other entertainment to us. And we do not know. We get entertainment by others' calamity. If you continue, you will get the message. And after that again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 75, وَلَوْ رَحِمْنَاهُمْ وَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِمْ مِنْ ضُرٍ لَلَجُوا فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. This us after September 11. And if I give them mercy and I elevate the torture from them, they will go back to their own mischief. يَعْمَهُونَ. Ya'mahun is almost like the blind going running, whatever it is. You know? He doesn't see, he doesn't comprehend. They go into their own state of illusion again. وَلَقَدْ أَخَدْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ فَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَمَا يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. We will send them some torture, and they did not make istikana. They will not be tranquil to Allah, and will not do tadarru again. حَتَّى إِذَا فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَابَ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ is a fihum mublisun. Again, the same thing over and over again. Allah, His message is the same. Different area, but it's the same. Read Surah Al-Mu'minun and you will see. Now, go to Surah An-Nur. Surah An-Nur, verse 55. Again, a clear message. If you go to 54, 55. قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. Say, obey Allah and His Messenger. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْهِ مَا حُمِلَ وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا حُمِلْتُمْ وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَى الْبَلَغُ الْمُبِينُ. And if you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Rasulullah, Allah will give you guidance. Now look at the verse 55, so crucial to us. Surah An-Nur. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم. وعد. Allah, He promised. Is Allah do not fulfill His promise? Or He fulfill His promise? He fulfill His promise. If we see Allah do not fulfill promise, meaning we do not have the quality Allah want in this point. Allah said, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah, He give oath and wa'd to those who believe, مِنْكُمْ. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, مِنْكُمْ. The one who believe among you. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and do good deed. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They will give them the khilafah. كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Like the one before you, give him the khilafah. وَلِيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمْ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ. And He will give them the tamkeen to implement their deen, the one He pleased with them for. وَلِيُبْدِلْنَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. And Allah will switch the fear they used to have to a peace and tranquility. يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. They worship me and they will never associate it with me. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And whoever do kufr and deny after that, they are the one, the fasiq. And after that, لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't feel the disbeliever is the one in the upper hand in the earth. وَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ وَلَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. Again, you see, promise after promise. Promise after promise. To whom? To the believer. Okay, if today we do not have the word of Allah continue, what it mean? No, believe. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all over Quran, He did not say wa'ad al-muslimin. No. Wa'ad al-ladhina amanu minkum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I did not do oath, I will support the Muslim. No. He said, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He make oath to support and give victory to the zina amanu. By this way, if I see today this all over, what it mean? What is the absence today? Iman. Because if we have Iman, all this word from Allah would be exist. If we have no zulm among each other, Allah will support us. By this way, if you tell me today, what's the problem? Us. Who committing zulm in earth? Us. Who committing mischief? Us. Who do not want to do tadara to Allah? Us. Who acting with arrogance? Us. Who in a state of blind? Us. Who's running like nuts? Us. Who do not want to go back to Allah? Us. Ya Allah, what I tell you? What about Surat Hud? I love Surat Hud, verse 112 to 117. This also has a complete message. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتُ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ. Steadfast you and those who are with you. وَلَا تَضْغَوْ. Don't be oppressor. إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. He know and you're basir of what you're doing. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Don't do rukun. Rukun meaning when you like put your shoulder to something, when you get closer to something. Just if you get closer to those who are oppressor, meaning what? The disbeliever. If you go closer to them, wonder what happened. فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. The fell fire will torture you. وَمَا لَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِّن أَوْلِيَاءَ. And no supporter from Allah or other than Allah. ثُمَّ لَا تُنصَرُونَ. And you will not be victorious. Is this not clear? Read this verse, 113. Look to it clearly. It's a promise. And I see it today. I see it in a personal level. I see it in a family level. I see it in a community level. I see it in a nation level. Because the disease is one. We have a lot of shirk. Really, we do. Without no doubt, we have a lot of shirk, a lot of hypocrisy, most likely no iman. Some Islam, yes. Iman, no. Because iman, a mu'min in Quran has a level and has a quality. If I do this quality, I'm a mu'min. If I do not do it, I'm in big trouble. How many of us believe the paycheck is the one? My degree is the one. My apartment is the one. My wife is the one. My car is the one. My house is the one. My job is the one. This shirk. If you believe any one of those is the one who will support you in your life, you finished. You finished. And this is why you do not see barakah in what you're doing. And you're always miserable and you have no dignity. I promise you. You want to know who you are? Look at your dignity. Look at all of us. We have no dignity. Everybody smacking us right and left. And we said, excuse me, can you receive this letter? Can you please stop it? Stop it, please. I beg you, stop it. Don't hit me. Please, don't hit me. You know? I know you beat me up, but please, I will not vote for you. Please. You know? And Allah is watching. Allah is watching. Ya Allah, after that, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ رَفَعِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلْفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. Make salah. Day and night. And after that, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Good deed will vanish and clean you from the bad deed. ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. This is a reminder to those who remember Allah. Meaning, if we are sitting here and we do not remember Allah, we cannot comprehend what I'm saying. للذاكرين. If you remember Allah, you will able to comprehend. Allah did not say this to everybody. No. ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين. This is a reminder to those who remember Allah. Now listen to this. فلولا كان من القرون من قبلكم أولو بقية ينهون على الفساد في الأرض. And if was not people before you having groups, try to do goodness and spread goodness in earth from them. ممن أنجينا منهم. By this way, when the touch are coming, the only people will be saved. Whom? The one do أمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. Those who spread goodness. Those who try to correct. You cannot be in this environment just sitting like that idle. And said, I'm nice, I have my wife, I have my shaqqa. That said, everybody go to hell. No, you have to do goodness, the maximum you can. The maximum you can. Not if I have 1 hour. If I have half an hour. No. This is not the maximum you can. This is a lie. Meaning your priority in your life is not straightforward. The priority in this dunya, and when you have time, I give half an hour to akhirah. Allahu Akbar. What you want from me? Now, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said after that? وَاتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا أُتْرِفُوا فِيهُ وَكَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ. Those who oppress or oppressor, they follow what they like, which is dunya. وَكَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ. Allah calls them oppressor. مُجْرِم. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ لِيُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى بِظُلْمٍ وَأَهْلُهَا مُصْلِحُونَ. The last word in verse 117 put a red mark on it. At this time, can you be salih? No, you can't. You have to be muslih. Allah did not say, the one, the town or the village, the one that will be saved, the one is spreading goodness. Can I be a pious man sitting at home doing nothing? I can't. I have to be salih to myself, muslih to other. Is this understood? Is this enough, or you want more?
Can you repeat the last?
وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ لِيُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى بِظُلْمٍ وَأَهْلُهَا مُصْلِحُونَ. Allah will never torture a village with their own oppressor or oppression with the zulm. وَأَهْلُهَا مُصْلِحُونَ. Meaning, if any village, her people do islah, Allah will not do that. I believe, may Allah forgive me. Wallahi, may Allah forgive me, may Allah forgive me. Talibani did not do islah. They did ruling, but they did not do islah. Ruling is not islah. Islah meaning you do tarbiyah, you do da'wah. You take care about other, you take care about the orphan, you take care about the needy. This is islah. But if you beat me up and tell me I have to follow Quran, and I do not even know what's going on, this is not islah. Islah meaning you have to be a muslih. Muslih. You know what I mean, muslih? The one who correct the situation. By this way, if I'm a muslih, meaning whatever I do with you, it reflects on you and you go back to the right path. If you go to the right path toward Allah, I'm a muslih. Not if I oppress you and you do by the force. No. This is not Islam. Now look at this also. وَسَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِنِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. The Surah Ibrahim, the end of Surah Ibrahim. And you live in the houses of people, they oppress themselves. The Zalim. This is verse 45. You can read it until the end, which is 52. 45 to 52 will give you a beautiful message from Allah again. وَسَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِنَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. You live in the houses of those oppress themselves, meaning they go to hellfire. They did not leave the earth with good deed. وَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ كَيْفَ فَعَلْنَا بِهِمْ. And you see what I did with them. Either they are dead, or the whole houses and the whole nation is gone. Did we not see it? We look in houses and, oh, your house is nice. I decorated by such and such. I put a new siding and new roof. Or I am remodeling the kitchen. I am remodeling. What are we doing? We championship of each other for what? For houses? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it. You live in the houses of those who oppress themselves. Did you not see what I did with them? Where is the owner of your house? Is under the ground. Where he's going? And you are next. وَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ كَيْفَ فَعَلْنَا بِهِمْ وَضَرَبْنَا لَكُمُ الْأَمْثَالِ. And I give you all kind of example. وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْرَهُمْ. And they plot and plan. And Allah, He has their own plot and plan. وَإِنْ كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لَتَزُولُ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ. And what they plot and plan, they can erase and move a mountain. فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفُ وَعَدِهِ رُسُلِهِ. Don't you not think Allah will not fulfill His oath and He promises? Look at what Allah said. Did you not know Allah will fulfill His promises? إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انْتِقَامٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's so exalted, ذُو انْتِقَامٍ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't wipe any one of us and any nation, anybody can stop Him? Ya Allah! Where is Allahu Akbar? Where is Allahu Al-Jabbar? ذُو انْتِقَامٍ. المنتقم, العزيز, القادر, القدير. يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات وبرزوا لله الواحد القهار. In the day Allah will switch the earth with another earth and the sky with another sky and everybody will stand in the front of Allah. If you read the rest of the verses and the end, هذا بلاغ للناس ولينذروا به. This is a balagh. This is a message and a letter from Allah. وَلْيُنْدِرُوا بِهِ. And go, warn people with it. وَلْيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ وَلْيَذَّكَّرْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And remember, it is only one ilah. Only one. وَلْيَذَّكَّرْ. And it is a reminder to those who have lub. Lub in here meaning like the tree has a lub. Not everybody has a lob. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, certain people has lob. What He said now is for the people who have al-bab, the one who do tadabbur.
This is Surah Hud?
No, this is Surah Ibrahim. Ibrahim, 45 to 52. And you can keep going even Surah Al-Hajj. It's all over. It's all over. Quran is full. Quran is full. I do not know what to tell you. Quran is full. Now where we are? Okay. Quran full of messages. Number one, why we cannot see the message of Allah? You see, today people do not understand it. Us. Imagine us, we do not get it yet. What is the message today? The message today, I cannot have the love of dunya in my heart. I have to seek akhirah. And if I seek akhirah, I'm living here. I'm living in Australia. I'm living in Europe. I'm living in Egypt. I'm living in any place. I'm living in Pakistan. I'm living in the moon. I have a job. What is my job and my title? Today, every time you meet a young man, he tell you, I'm working hard. I want to collect money. I want to get a wife. And I want to buy a shaqqa. I want to decorate my house. I want... It's almost like, imagine the cycle of a young man and the young girl. I want a doctor, I want engineer, I want a merchant. It doesn't matter, halal or haram, المهم, the more important, he have money. He can give me a nice house, he can give me a nice apartment, he can give me a nice car, he can give me to Ohio, he take me to Walt Disney. The main thing for us, it become dunya. What it mean? We become zalim. We are doing zulm to other Muslim by spending our money and our effort and our heart in a time of other oppressed. This one, number one calamity. Number two, we're not willing to do anything for it. What we do is start collecting and correcting yourself. This number one. Start learning through Islam. Start implementing through Islam. Start crying to Allah and do tadarra. Start inviting others to Islam. You said, what about my family? What about my neighbor? Everybody, you cannot stop. At this time, I'm telling you in the front of Allah, you cannot stop. You have to have 99% of your time for Allah, not 1% for Allah, if you have time. Because we are dangerous. The cycle is going, and we do not see it. The cycle is going too fast, and we do not see it. It's almost like in America, America will save me. This is what the hypocrite said. If I was a disbeliever, I would be saved. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. No place can save you from the torture of Allah. If the torture comes, nobody can save you except Allah. Even if you call yourself George and John and Michael and everything like everybody do now, it will not save you. By this way, number one now, building iman in Allah, building yaqeen in Allah, building faith in Allah, have thiqa in Allah, make dua daily for you and others. Imagine if every one of us now making dua to Allah, what Allah want? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. Maybe they will cry to Allah and make tadarru. This is what Allah want from us. How many masjid you say, you find out, they make the night of tadarru to Allah? A night to cry to Allah lift. Subhanallah, wallahi we so blind. We so blind we cannot see. We do tadarra to the White House, we do tadarra to Washington State or Washington DC, we do tadarra to Federal Plaza, we do tadarra to, what do you call it, the United Nations, and no tadarra to Allah. What more than that? Imagine if the Muslim go to any park and just do crying to Allah only. We do not waiting for a camera to see. We do not waiting for anything to see. We are so dumb and so blind. Do you think they do not know? We are scattered all over. They know we have no leader. They know everything about us. Believe me, Columbia University is making a high statistics about every locality. Everybody pray in any masjid, they have their name. They know exactly whom, doing what, thinking about what. And if they want get us one by one, no problem. We're living by the mercy of Allah, not by the mercy of others. But what Allah waiting for us to see, who's going to believe in Allah? Because in any kind of calamity, any kind of condition, what is condition? What is situation? For Allah to see you, what are you going to do? You're going to be distracted by the condition, or believe in Allah, the owner of condition, he left the condition. What happened to Ghazwat al-Uhud? When they disobey, a couple of the people disobey Rasulullah in a very simple way. What happened? Why Allah give us the example? What about Hunayn? When the Muslim said, no, la alima lana al-yawm. Nobody can defeat us, we are so big. It has nothing to do ever with number. It has nothing to do with power. It has nothing to do with money. It has only one thing to do. Who believe in Allah is the owner of victory. Who believe in this book, whole Quran. Where is the believer of the Quran? Where is the believer of Wa'ad Allah, the promise of Allah? Allah is Wa'ad. Allah, He promised He will never do, He will never, you know, drop His Wa'ad. Allah always fulfill His promise. But if we fulfill our promise, His promise to certain quality of people, if we find the promise of Allah is not implementing, meaning we did not live according to the promise of Allah, finished. Do you know, may Allah forgive me, look at the Palestine area, look at Egypt and Arabic country, the most exporter of what? Or importer of what? Smoking. Smoking is not a tiny symptom. And everybody have newspaper. Everybody has TV. Everybody sitting in CNN. Everybody sitting in the Khalij. Everybody sitting in his own channel. Watching what? And Allah give us all the news, past, future, and present. He give us the news. He give us a remedy. He give us a cure. He give us a medication. And He tell you, I'm the owner of all the medication. If you believe in me. Imagine when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لا يغير الله ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم. Allah will never change the condition of any group unless He change what inside Himself. والله الذي لا إله إلا هو. This verse enough for all of us. If we understood it. Tell me today, if 100 people go and try to fight whom? What you can do as 100? What you can do? What you do to Muslim and Islam? And with what cause? If you go back to 6-7 years ago, in Palestinian area, when the Israel was opening the border and letting all the young people to go and having business and working in trade and construction, everybody was happy with the dollar. Israel was fine because we're getting dollar. When the dollar is stopped and the economy go down, now we talk. We become going back and forth, not for Allah. Because you see, it has to be our cause, the da'wah to Allah. But when the cause becoming to save our land, to get our land, no. Yes, it's a part of Islam, but should not be the main cause. What's happening with us today? All of us as a Muslim, we are paralyzed. Like one sheikh in the early 70s, he said, why an ummah 1.5 billion paralyzed? Why we are paralyzed? Who paralyzing us? Allah. Who paralyzing us? Allah. Why we paralyzed? Because we neglecting Quran. We neglecting the message of Allah. We have no respect to the message of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only in the talk and only in the speech. We're not doing justice between each other. Do you know today, you really want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send mercy in us? Start doing oppression to each other. Start doing dhulm. We have a lot of dhulm with each other. How many of us as a family, we do not have one of the members of the family having dhulm to each other? A dhulm to the wife, a wife dhulm to the husband, a dhulm with money, all over. We have dhulm more than anybody on earth has. Us. Between each other. Wallahi, if I remember now, is many a hadith about the meaning of, if we do zulm among each other, Allah will send some people more than us zalim, and He will test us some of what we do to each other. The promises, we talk about it, remember? We talk about it in details. But we would not know. You want all these others. Stop it. We stop the zulm among each other. You start do amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar. You have to. You have to do goodness. You know how many people lying in the hospitals? and a nursing home Muslim, and nobody even care about them? Do you know how many girls and women their husband, you know, beat them up and let them go on the street with a couple of kids? Do you know in Brooklyn is a very beautiful organization, Arabic Christian organization, to care about the woman need? And the majority of Muslims go there, women, did they become Christian? Do you know I met a Muslim person who's supposed to be a Muslim inshallah, and one day he became a Christian. And he went to church and he tell me, you know what I find? I find a lot of Muslim inside. Why do you go a lot of Muslim in the church? Because he likes the service. They're willing to baptize, they're willing to say anything, they're willing to kiss the cross, they're listening to bow to the priest just to get the church service. Why? Because we become so selfish and greedy. We're willing to give donation in the front of everybody. By this way, everybody say, MashaAllah, Dr. So-and-so, Engineer so-and-so, he give big donation. But in the meantime, when we hear about the needy among each other, we act with arrogance and we leave them alone. And this you find it all over. All over. By this way, my message is, unless we, each one of us, be responsible and try to take the zulm among each other. Each one of us lift the zulm among each other. And you cannot do that unless you lift the zulm on yourself. You have to first see how zalim you are. And how you do that? Very simple. Cry to Allah and tell him, Allah, don't make me zalim. Any topic you're not sure, ask the person who knows. Don't be stubborn. Don't be stuck according to where you're coming from. Stop it. This is jahiliyyah. You have a topic, you're not sure about it, go seek somebody who knows. And don't go to the person who you like, because he will tell you something, you belong to him, belong to you, or you give him a couple of hundred donation, by this way when you give him a question, he will give you the answer you like. No, be honest. Really be honest to yourself. This is the first step. Cry to Allah, call Allah with his names. Make a lot of durood, a lot of salah ala nabi. Ask Allah to give us tawbah. Think about Muslim and Islam all over. Think about even Islam in general. Because we're really in a big trouble time. Because any time now, we will be next and remember me. We will be next and remember me. Doesn't mean you're an American citizen, doesn't mean nothing. Allah did not say in the Quran, if you're an American citizen, you will not be tortured. Do you see this in Quran? You know, subhanAllah, really, we become so blind. Iman and yaqeen. Cry to Allah to give you iman and yaqeen. Do dhikr a lot. Try to do good deed daily. Any good deed. Visiting a sick, helping a needy. If you do not do anybody, cry to Allah, Allah, send me some good deed. Allah will send you. Have a good manner. Talk to people with good manner. This is our condition today. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lift the anger from all of us. Because right now we are at the anger of Allah. If you understand. Okay, how we correct it? Very simple. We ask Allah to lift. Because the only one can lift it is Allah. Is this understood inshaAllah? Wallahi, my brother, we are in big trouble until we wake up before it's too late. Any question, any concern?
I have four questions, inshallah.
Okay.
You might want to turn off the videotape there.
Just okay, go ahead. If it's important, I will repeat it. If not, I bye-bye.
Okay.
Just another question.
Yes. Okay. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to Isra al-Mi'raj?
Yeah.
And he said he saw that most people there were women?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw in one of your videotapes, you mentioned that not one woman will go to hellfire without taking four with her.
Yeah.
Brother, father, husband, somebody else too.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle.
No, no. Father, brother, son. Husband, and son.
Okay, now she's taking the four with them.
Yeah.
How?
How what?
Mathematically, there'll be at least this four times.
Ah. You see, this is our problem today. Number one, we said, Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Verily, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the truth. Okay? Now, the problem is our understanding.
Oh, I agree.
Okay? Now, what happened is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he according to what he said, when Rasulullah went to Isra and Miraj, he finds the majority of people in Hilfar is women. His question, he said, how come you say that when you said in one of your tapes, is Rasulullah SAW also said, no woman go to hellfire without taking four men with her. And he multiplied one by four by this way, 4 to 1. Okay? Wait. Now, we have to understand the hadith. The hadith of the meaning, not 4, 4, meaning if a woman, she has to go to hellfire, Allah will bring her father. Number one, or the father of this woman. Did you give her the right understanding of Islam? Did he give her halal money? Did you educate her to be obedient to her husband? Did you educate her to be the girls of Akhirah? Did you obey her to be having humble and humility to her husband? If you do so, you clear. You did your job, even if she doesn't listen to you. You see what I mean? Now the brother, did you advise your sister? Did you do the same? Again, by this way, everybody would be questioned if he did his job. If he did not do his job, he would be taken. You understand me? By this way, if I'm a husband, I did my job, my wife refused, I did my job. If she disobey and she act arrogant, it's her business. You understand me? But I have to give her the right education, the right manner, the right behavior, the right character, the right environment, halal money. That's it. Father, brother, husband, and son. Okay? Go ahead.
Just to say, I of course know that Rasulullah never contradicts himself.
Because always,
my understanding.
Don't think with your mind. Go ahead.
You have a story about one of the messengers, peace be upon him, I think one of the earlier messengers, where he's walking and he sees one fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the story?
Yeah.
And he sees he doesn't catch any fish,
mm-hmm.
but every time, before he starts, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, doesn't catch any fish, alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.
Then he walks by and he sees another fisherman calling by the name of Shaitan.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a lot of fish.
Mm-hmm.
And Rabbana Azza wa Jal revealed to him that the first man who catches no fish, he goes home with little rocks. Him and his wife eat it and he's very happy and content.
No, I didn't say he eats a little big rocks.
Rocks,
nothing, whatever, nothing, meaning a piece of bread or whatever.
Super.
Go ahead.
Which messenger was it?
Okay, what happened is many a report about, they said messenger among the messenger before. Because don't forget, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, I reveal to you some of the messenger. Allah did not give us all the messenger and prophet. Allah gave a snapshot of some of the messenger and prophet. Doesn't mean another messenger and prophet was not there. Do we know everything about them? No, we do not. We know some report. Some report in different riwayah and different hadith. Like when Rasulullah SAW, he said, Kana min qablikum in Bani Israel. Okay. We take the hadith the way it is. Can I go dig exactly, find out what time, who he is? It's not a big deal. Take the example. Take the message. Take the understanding. The understanding in here is who give thanks to Allah and be content. This is the main message.
Okay.
Okay, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Umar Khattab, after Rasulullah ﷺ died,
yeah.
He gave the list of the 10 people, not
Hudhaifa, not Umar.
Umar Khattab?
No.
Somebody got the list of
Huzaifa.
Huzaifa got the list.
Radiallahu anhu.
Umar Khattab came to him.
Yes.
He was crying, saying, am I
among the people of the hypocrite people? The 19 names.
Okay. My question is, if Umar himself, who knows he was promised.
Exactly. MashaAllah.
How can we tell if we don't have hypocrisy?
MashaAllah. Allah iftah alayk. That's it. Because the early people today, they said, whoever believe he have no hypocrite, he's a hypocrite. He's actually a pure hypocrite. Because if Umar Khattab was afraid, he is a hypocrite. What about us?
So
none of the companions die and they believe they are good people. None of them. Each one of them die, and if you go and quoted everyone how he died, you will be crying today. And today, if you ask somebody, you have lack of iman, he says, excuse me, don't talk about me, talk about yourself. I'm fine. This sign of the Day of Judgment. When we become blind and we believe we are fine. You never believe in the fine until you touch paradise. Because nobody knows. And if you do that, it will give you taqwa, it will give you humble and humility, it will give you ikhlas, it will give you wara, it will make you really honest to Allah. Because you always point finger to yourself, not to others. Very important. You understand? Don't forget, when you seek knowledge, be patient. Little by little, comprehending will come. Comprehending will not come overnight. It takes time. A lot of time. And this is why I tell anybody, you want to seek knowledge, be quiet. Don't argue with others, don't talk. Until Allah give you wisdom, which it takes time. Any question, any concern? Here's the time of Salat al-Asha. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم يا بر يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا أكرم الأكرمين يا علي عظيم يا أول يا آخر يا ظاهر يا باطن وأنت على كل شيء قدير اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم اللهم ارفع غضبك وسخطك عنا وعن أمة الحبيب المصطفى اللهم انزل علينا رحمتك يا رب العالمين اللهم عاملنا بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله اللهم ردنا ورد المسلمين إلى دينك مردا جميلا اللهم رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم اخرج حب الدنيا من قلوبنا وادخل في قلوبنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيه اللهم فهمنا مقصد حياتنا يا رب العالمين اللهم ارفع عنا يا رب العالمين سخطك وغضبك ولا يا رب العالمين تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا ولا تجعلنا فتنة للذين ظلموا واجعلنا هداة مهديين غير ضالين ولا مضلين ولا فاتنين ولا مفتونين يا أرحم الراحمين تب علينا ولا أمة الحبيب المصطفى وتب علينا ولا أمة الحبيب المصطفى يا رب العالمين يا ربنا يا إلهنا يا مولانا صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلاة تملأ خزائن الله نورا وتكون لنا وللمؤمنين فرجا وفرحا وسرورا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا برحمتك أرحم الراحمين سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.